Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Wow, there's a lot of people waiting already. This is very exciting. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Ginger Running October competition. Sorry we're a little bit late. I had a couple of deadlines to get to at the end of October, so thanks for bearing with me. This is the monthly competition from Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel, and if you are listening on the podcast, it is originally a YouTube version, a YouTube original broadcast. So if you click on the link that you can see in the show notes, you'll be able to see all of the prizes that you can win. But yeah, let's read some shout outs out. So while I'm just waffling on, let's get everybody together and let me know what you are up to this weekend, everybody. I have got a long run planned of about 2 hours where I plan to make the first of my films sponsored by Saw. So I'm just wearing a bit of their kit today. I don't know where the logo is actually. Usually brands have their logo sort of splashed all over the place, but actually with Saw, they seem to be quite understated. Oh, just found it just here. There we go. Yeah, wearing some Saw kit there. Because we've got a 15% discount on at the moment. I'm having to change the code every month because people they steal it and then they put it on those aggregation sites and then like people from all over the world buy loads and then sell it for themselves. So yeah, so they're gonna change the code every single month. So you'll have to keep checking in the film description below. So, welcome to the monthly competition. Let me know how you're getting on. I have been having a physical rest this October, so not a mental rest whatsoever. So, I've been doing my book. If you're a patron, you will know more about my book. If you want to know more about my book, then consider becoming a patron because it could be quite good for you. There might be a few sneak previews of the book available to patrons. So if you're not a patron already, you might want to get on board with that. So I handed my book in on Tuesday, and that was great. Thank you so much to everybody who provided like little stories and things from the patron group. And if you're watching from a different group, maybe you saw some of my comments in there as well, and answered some of my questions. You might be in the book, you'll have to buy it to find out. And then the other project that I had for the whole of October was really, really exciting. I took on a new role. I did mention it last competition, but I'm now the editor of this magazine here, which is called Summit. It's from the BMC. It's their membership magazine. So if you're a member of Summit, you will get a copy of this for free. Highly recommend becoming a member of the BMC, actually. It's the British Mountaineering Council, and it is about rock climbing inside and outside. But it's also about hill walking, which as a trail runner, you might be doing quite a lot of. And it's also about conservation and equality and diversity in the outdoors as well, which are two things that I just feel like I want to get more involved with. As I get older and older, I'm like becoming less hedonistic and more like, let's protect the planet, let's get everyone involved. So that's the way I'm sort of going. So I'm really thrilled to land this editorial role because it just lets me sort of showcase all the brilliant things that the BMC are doing for the environment, for diversity in the outdoors, and also for hill walking. And some of the benefits are really cool. Like you get like automatic insurance for hill walking. I don't know if that extends to trail running. I'll have to ask them on that and let them know, but you could just pretend you were walking, but just in your trail running gear. I don't know how that all works, but you'll have to check it out. But love this magazine. Like, it's got some great, great pictures in it. It's been edited really well in the past, so filling some very big boots. But look at that, a running picture. Doesn't that remind you of a certain magazine? Reminds me of Trail Running Magazine. And then they've got various features. There's always a feature about mountaineering. There's always a feature about rock climbing. There's always a feature about conservation. And then there's updates as well from the BMC and sort of like how-tos as well. This is about bike packing as well, which is quite cool. And there's just like how to climb stuff. I mean, personally, I'm not ever going to climb an E1, but you know, it changes every time. And this issue, it's how to choose a winter boot. That's a sneak preview for you there. So yeah, join the BMC if you can, because it's just an amazing conservation organization, if nothing else. And you get all these brilliant benefits. And I'm putting together, oh yeah, it's a great benefit of being a member of the BMC. You get to enter this competition that I've just put together in Summit. You get to win even more stuff than if you're a patron. And I don't know that many people will email in. So if you are a member, you could win like all of this outdoor gear. It's like almost £2,000 worth of stuff. It's got to go somewhere. So yeah, definitely consider being a member because it's ace and I love it. So it's great. I'm having loads and loads of, oh yes, we've got some chat about Saw there. I'm not sure what this is called from Saw. I'll have to have a look at the many labels that I've taken off. But yeah, there's a whole podcast about why Saw running kit is so expensive for anybody that's interested. I'll link to it just there. And it's also already in the film description below if you want to start watching it now and come back to this later. I basically did an interview with Tim Saw about why Saw running kit is so expensive. And basically, in a nutshell, it turns out, well, why is other running kits so darn cheap? Because somebody's paying for that somewhere. If it's not the environment, it's the poorly paid worker in, I don't know, Patagonia or somewhere. So yeah, that was the general conclusion that we came to. And also it lasts forever as well. Well, it should do. So I've been wearing their pair of shorts, barely taken them off since when I got them in about February, and it became warm enough to wear them in March. So yeah, they've probably done about 2,000 miles this year on me, so they haven't, there's nothing wrong with them yet. I think this might be the Ultra Jacket hot weather tee. No, it's not that. Yes, it's the Women's Windbreaker. Yes, that's what I'm wearing. The Women's Windbreaker, and it's very, very comfy. It's sort of fleecy lined, just in here, sort of a fleece lining here. It looks very futuristic. I feel like I'm on the set of Star Trek with like this thing here, like the little badge that they used to have there. And it's nice, quite close fitted. I shall just do a bit of a turnaround here. There we go. And it's got this nice reflective area as well. So yeah, that's the Windbreaker. I'm gonna do a bit more of a review of their kit later. And this Sunday, I'm gonna be running in their stuff and making another film as well. So anyway, let me know. Yes. Cool. Yes, let me know all your thoughts about Saw. But basically, they're sponsoring a few of my films. So thank you very much to them. Don't feel under any obligation to buy the kit. I have managed to wangle you a 15% discount, but even then, might be a bit too pricey. But yeah, don't feel under any obligation. The films are the same. Yeah, I have to make a living at some point. So, I have been having a bit of a rest this October, but not mentally, obviously. And then now I am back in training. I'm training for the Arc of Attrition 50 miler, which does actually sound quite grueling. So I have just emailed Lloyd Purvis, who I have seen has done many excellent films on this race. And I'm trying to get an interview with him so that I can, so just to save me, I can't go down and recce the course. So I'm gonna have to like ask him all about it, basically. So I thought, let's do it live and see if it helps anyone else as well. So that's what I'm training for just now. And also, I said to myself that I would join the Green Runners when I have time. So this month, I plan to join the Green Runners. And as part of my pledge, you've got to do a pledge to them. I've decided to do a day of giving back to like the landscape, like conservation-wise, for every race that I do. So because I've noticed that the BMC do these get stuck in days where they do like mend our mountains type behaviour, where they, you know, like take away invasive species, they repair paths, and they plant sphagnum moss, that kind of thing. I'm going to do a day of that for every race that I do. And I'm going to align myself as much as possible with being sponsored for stuff with more sustainable brands like Saw, even though they're very expensive. If people approach me for sponsorship, then I'll have to sort of have a think about how sustainable the brand is. Okay, so less about me. How are you guys? Let's see what everyone's saying. It might have degenerated into some kind of chat about Saw. John Airy is here. He had an interview. Good luck, John. Hope you did well. Stempler said, woo, I am able to attend a meeting. Yes, you are. Hello to you. Alex Knight is here. Hello, Alex, a relatively new patron. Thank you so much, Alex. I've got a shout out for you in a minute. Today has forgot his headphones for work today, so you'll have to listen back later. I had a shout out for you as well today, which you will have to listen back later. Alex has got a long coast path run planned in Devon for the weekend. That sounds amazing. Wish I lived in Devon. Liquor in the front, poker in the rear said, that's a funny name. Well, no, he didn't say that, I did. It might be a sheet, who knows. Is that the Saw windbreaker? Yes, we ascertained that was the Saw windbreaker. Andrea says, hi. Hi, Andrea, how are you doing? And Stempler says, do they call it Saw because that's what their prices do? Yes, well, we have addressed that also. Leon said, hey. Johnny says, hey. Yes, I'm mentioning both of you as well. I'm not going to read out Peter's comment because it is naughty. And Peter says, hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well with the stormy weather in the UK and Western Europe. Yeah, it hasn't been too bad here in Stamford, but I hear it's been really bad down in the southwest. And Peter says, what's an E1? Oh, it's a type of climb. It's a level of climb. They all get graded and it means extreme one. I think it goes all the way up to extreme 9. So yeah, E1's like the start of the extreme climbing. Catherine, Kat is here. Hi, Kat. And Peter says he's a big Ron Hill fan. Yes, they're not expensive and they last forever too. Well, that is very eco-friendly. Basically, the best thing you can do to be eco-friendly, apart from the manufacturing process, which can be like really, like loads of water used, dyes into the sea, killing all the fish, yada, yada, yada. The best thing you can do is like use your kit forever. So yeah, that's basically what I would be doing if I wasn't reviewing kit, because I can't afford anything. Tracy says, hi everyone, almost the weekend, yay! G Meth, wow, we've got some great names today. It has just survived the Beachy Head Trail Marathon. Oh, congratulations. Then going for Snowdon 50K, it's Graham, not G Meth, it's Graham. Hi Graham. That is it. Oh, Peter says, awesome that you're joining the Green Runners. Yay, are you in Green Runners, Peter? If anybody else is in the Green Runners, then let me know, because it'd be nice to, just meet some fellow Green Runners. Peter also says he's got a double long run weekend planned, 90 minutes on Saturday, it's 75 on Sunday. Hopefully the rain will stop for that. Okay, cool. So we'll crack on with the competition then. We won't crack on with the competition. We're going to say welcome to some new patrons. Jane Quiani, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and Sarah Allison. So Jane has just done the women's 10K in Edinburgh, and she got the running bug in lockdown, and since she's been running like loads of halves and marathons, but she loves the trails the best. We definitely agree with that, Jane. Welcome to you. Sarah started running regularly a couple of years ago, and before that she was doing strength training, so she is well ahead of all of us. All of us struggle with our strength training here. You're going to be so good at recovering, Sarah. She did her first 50K this year and has another next month. So good luck with that, Sarah. Oh, Nadia's here as well. Hey, Nadia. And nice to see you. And Sharon is here as well. Happy Friday, everyone, from Sharon. Cool. Yep, just do me a shout out if you want a shout out. I'm just shouting out from the patron Facebook group here. I'm just giving everybody a little shout out for all the cool stuff they've been doing this month. So, Alex, thank you to Alex Knight. I think she's watching live. Thank you so much for upping your patron pledge. Patron pledge. That is super kind of you. So you'll be getting a buff in 3 months' time. This one here. And actually this actual one, will be going to Rachel Harold because she is has been a patron now at that tier for 3 months, and this is the reward. So if you are lower for 3 months in the certain patron tier, basically like the second one up and beyond, then you get one of these after 3 months loyalty. So also back to Alex, she did her first backyard ultra, which was the Lone Wolf at Dartington in South Devon. She did 6 laps, which is 39k, and that is her furthest run so far. So well done, Alex, that's brilliant. I've just popped a little picture of you at the finish line there, looking suitably happy with your medal on. And Johnny Doyle has been doing a month-long challenge called Runvember, which I've never heard of before. That's really cool. Usually means getting out daily and doing lots of with lots of other local runners, larking about in fancy dress, and look at this bling. So he's got a medal with his name on and a really cool mug, which looks kind of handmade. So that looks awesome, Johnny. I bet that was a blast. Then Kat Roberts, who is also listening, she's on the Gower Trail Race, which looks beautiful. Look at these views and lovely sunglasses there. I think she did that in the first half of October, where it was actually still really warm. And just recently, more recently, she's been out learning night navigation skills with NG Mountaineering. So well done to you for that. I definitely need to get involved with something like that. Then we have a medical update from Tadeusz, who will be watching later. He is getting better. Yay! He had an atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular and rapid heartbeat. So he was tired all the time, couldn't really run. He's had a minor surgery to repair things, and he's on the way to recovery now. So get well soon, Tadeusz, from everyone at World Ginger Running. So then David Thompson and Jamin Longhurst have been doing crazy things. They've both completed the Centurion Grand Slam. That's David just there on the left of the screen. I think that's the left. I couldn't find a photo of Jamin, but I know that he has done that too. Sorry, Jamin, if you did put a photo there. I couldn't find yours. Both have completed the Centurion Grand Slam, which is all four of their 100-mile races within 1 year, which is like, wow. I think you should just be napping, basically, for the whole of 2024. And Leon Young has been out for lots of nice jogs with his little boy in the dark. And also, he's done the Kent Beer Horseshoe and taken some rather lovely pictures. So that looked like a great outing there. Well done to you, Leon. Beautiful, sunny scenery there from the top of a mountain. Philip Haddock has been using one of his Wild Ginger Running prizes. So he won a Lakeland Trails race the other month, and he went to the Helvel in 15K, and he had a fantastic time. So let us just see. That's Phil there at the bottom of the screen doing some thumbs up with some other people. So it looked like you had a great time, Phil. Well done. Tony Reeves has been being very busy. He's always racing his Tony. So there he is, looking really sporty, doing the Thoresby Leaf Kick in Ollerton. It's a half marathon, and he very much enjoyed some post-run cheesy chips. I think I would have done too after that half marathon, Tony. Christian Poulton has finished the 56-mile Glasgow to Edinburgh Ultra, despite some fueling issues. So.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well done to you. Caroline Janice has been enjoying her 80 Noir Ultra chocolates that she won from Wild Ginger Running the other month. And Becky McCoy has been on the Maverick race place that she won last May. And she decided to do a Canicross race. Look at that beautiful doggy with its tongue out there. Obviously had a lovely day. They did 8 miles at the Canicross event and they both really enjoyed it. Two more to go. We've got Jade Barrett here, who has been running the Atlantic Coast Challenge on the Southwest Coast Path. 3 marathons in 3 days and amazing weather for the whole event. Jammy thing. I have always wanted to do that event. So yeah, one day I will go there and I will run that path. It just sounds awesome. And then we've got Nadia, who I think is watching live. She has been doing some amazing mountainous stuff lately. Look at that view, even in the mist. That looks absolutely gorgeous. You'll have to remind us where that is, Nadia, because you didn't say on that post, but I know that you were posting earlier about it, but I couldn't find that one. So I don't actually know where this is because I have forgotten. I am sorry. Please remind us where that beautiful mountain view is because it looks absolutely stunning. Cool. Okay. So... Jane's watching live. Hey, I hope I pronounced your name right, Jane. Alex says she's excited to get a buff and she loved the race. Tracy has managed a half marathon despite knee pain. Lady Bower Reservoir half in October. It was 15 miles, 2 miles over. Brilliant. You've got to love a trail marathon, trail half and trail races in general for just saying, yeah, it's bonus extra mileage. You know, like all of the 100 milers aren't 100 miles. Like some of them are 102, 105, 108, some of them. And they're like, yeah, we're a 100-miler. Imagine if you got to 100 miles and you were like, oh, 8 more to go. You'd be gutted, wouldn't you? You've got to look at the actual details. So Tracy took her poles for the downhills and took it really easy. So she's done really well there. Yeah, pop a picture on the Patreon Facebook group, Tracy. We want to see how you got on there. And David Thompson of Grand Slam Glory is on the live chat and he's contemplating doing the Wendover Woods Marathon. Only a marathon, David? I think you very much deserve to only do a marathon. And Nadia is back and she said it's in central Switzerland. Really lovely up there. And she started at 4:30 in the morning to do that route. Amazing. Oh, congratulations, Nadia. That looks brilliant. Love Switzerland. Right, so finally we can get on to the actual competition. Thank you for staying with me. So we've got in this month's competition, let me find the stuff. We're always going to have a Lakeland Trails race place. So it's their 20th year this year. They're doing a sustainability drive. So if you book, I think it's 5 races with them, you get a free race or something, you get something free. And so these are the first trail races that I did. They're all over the Lake District from 10K up to 100K ultra on beautiful mountainous trails. They're fully waymarked. And there's always like a carnival, like family friendly atmosphere from in the start and the finish field. So really, really highly recommend those races. I absolutely love them. Then we have some more chalky from 80 Noir Ultra. I think that we're changing this to hot chocolate, but I'm just gonna put the same picture up as well because it has got a picture of hot chocolate on it. I'll just move it over a little bit. So the focus is more of the hot chocolate. I think you might be getting some hot chocolate making beads this time, but basically it's a prize worth £30. Handcrafted from the highest quality dark chocolate, it's 80.3% cocoa. So that high cocoa concentration promotes physical fitness and muscle recovery, and it actually enhances brain neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, and I can vouch for that because when I eat this chocolate I become like ecstatically happy. It's like a drug. So as far as I can tell, I don't do drugs, so I don't know, but for me chocolate is a drug. So that is up for grabs as a prize. And then we have, again, for the throughout the winter, we are doing a bundle with Ultimate Performance for various things that light you up so that you don't get run over on the road to the trail. So we've got little lights there, we've got reflective vests, we've got a torch thing, we've got vests that flash, reflective bits and bobs to stick on everything. They'll give you a bundle worth 50 quid. Then, what you've all been waiting for, the Soar prize. So Soar running, as we've just been discussing, is more expensive than other running brands that we're used to. And we've got the reasons for that in the podcast that I've just mentioned as well. So I have managed to get 150 quid's worth of Soar running gear for you guys to win. They've got top end jackets, such as the one I'm wearing now. They've got t-shirts, leggings, all made with super high quality fabrics that look quite futuristic, like this one, also should last you forever. So £150 from Soar, wouldn't that go down well? Next one is the BioLite Charge 20PD worth £50. So this is a power bank and you can use that to charge up things if races allow, or like in drop bags and stuff, or just when traveling. It's got 3 USB ports. It's ready for phones, headlamps, earbuds, ear headphone things like bone phones, that kind of thing. It's got a USB-C power delivery for faster, more flexible charging, and it's a very compact design, so it's great for traveling when you're away from power. Is there anything else in the competition? There was possibly going to be a book, but so if you were watching last weekend, there was a book. I've just need to possibly move that to next time, just because we might do also an interview with the author and tie in with that. So we're not doing the book. So we will just do these ones for this episode. And then next month we have got some really, really good prizes. So do stick around to find out what they are. There's something from Camelback and there's something from Moonlight, the head torch brand that Killian Jornet is now using. So let's find out first of all who has won the October prizes, and then we'll move over to what you could win if you are still, or if you decide to become a patron in November, which it is now. So Lakeland Trails races. And David Thompson says this Centurion Wendover Woods one is 50 miles. Okay. Oh, that was just some live chat. Sorry. Right, I'll carry on with the competition now. I thought it was something I needed to explain, but it's not. Have a look on the live chat for race explanations. So, Lakeland Trails race worth £52. Yes? Bing? Good. Okay, it's coming up as Matthew Walker. Congratulations to you, Matthew. You have won a Lakeland Trails race place of whatever you fancy. Let us know what you choose. Then we've got the chocolate. 18 Noir Ultra Dark Chocolate, hot chocolate, some form of chocolate is going to Abazir Nazir. Congratulations to you. I hope you like chocolate. If not, you've got some good Christmas presents for a loved one. Then the Light Yourself Up bundle. That is going to Debbie Hall. Congratulations, you will be safe and seen this winter, Debbie. And the Soar voucher, I think this is the one everybody is plumping for. You could buy one item from Soar. Maybe half an item from Soar. Either way, it is incredible clothing. So, okay, it has landed on no other than Richard Howard. I don't think we've had anyone who's watching right now. Oh, I like it when someone's watching and they win. Oh, this is so disappointing. Okay, the last one is the BioLite Charge 20PD. It's going to Anna Shaw. Pow, 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 pow. Okay, it's going to Anna Shaw. And she's not here either. So yes, it's really nice when people win that are listening live. And I feel bad. I feel bad if no one wins when they're watching live, because yeah, it's just sad. I like everybody to win at some point. Let's get rid of all these competition things and see what is in next month's competition. Oh, sorry if you didn't win, but you just have to be in it next time. Basically, if you're a patron for about a year, you will win something. And if you have been a patron for like a year and you haven't won anything, then you just email, just message me on Patreon. Tell me your plight, tell me of your sorrows, and I shall whisk you something from my gear cupboard. I promise you. So yes, let me know if you are dying to win something and feel like you're really losing out. I will send you something nice. Okay, because if you're a patron, everyone's a winner, including just lately. You might want to investigate that. Something to do with a sneak preview of my next book about ultra running. So let's have a look at what is in the prize pool for November. So I said that I'd be cutting back on prizes just because I'm quite overwhelmed with work with Summit Magazine and book. Obviously book has gone now, but there'll be like photo shoots and like exercise shots and stuff to do. So there'll be a bit to do on the book as it's designed over the next year. It'll be out this time next year, I think. But yeah, Summit Magazine is quite busy and full on. So I said I would be doing less competition prizes, but I've managed to somehow get £431 worth of prizes for November. So that's really cool. So the first prize, that I want to tell you about is the Camelback Zephyr, which is worth £140. Let's get a picture. It is lightweight and breathable, plenty of front pockets for snacks and small items of kit, fully adjustable, as you can see around the sides there. It's got like compression straps there. The vest is compatible with a bladder as well as bottles, and the total capacity is 12 litres. So that is a fantastic prize for someone to win next time. Fingers crossed that it's you. Then we've got the Lakeland Trails Place as well, which I just mentioned about. So absolutely fantastic from them. Really, really kind of them to offer us a place every single time. If you win this, you can choose any race throughout the year. They have tons of races, so you've got plenty of time to get yourself to Lake District and make it work for you. Absolutely incredible prize. Love those races. Really psyched about that. Then we've got a Moonlight Bright as Day 800 head torch. Wow, can't believe they're giving me one of these to give away. I've actually got one. I've just tested it. If you want to read my review of it, it's on adventure.com. The website, they spell it without the first E. Anyway, it's over there. I might use this on the Arc 50, but I'm also testing also the Petzl Swift RL, and also I'm going to be testing the Silver 1200 something or other free, the new one from Silver. So I'm going to be testing that as well. So one of them will be accompanying me on the arc. So maybe it's the person that decides to sponsor me, but I will be taking one of those. And I'll hopefully be doing a review on the channel too coming up so that everybody knows what I think of them. It's worth £145. It can give you 800 lumens, which is pretty darn bright, like almost like car headlight bright. People will think a motorbike is racing towards them. That will last for 2 hours on full power. Killian wears it now, and he won Hard Rock with it, and he won UTMB with it in 2022. Yes, so it is a little bit heavier than some of the others that kick out the same kind of similar brightness, but the advantages are that it's absolutely bomb-proof. It is 100% totally waterproof. You can even submerge it, so that is one good reason to wear it in the British winter. And it also, it survives higher and lower temperatures than some of the other head torches, so if you want a completely bomb-proof option, it is worth that little bit of extra weight. I think. And also you can take the battery off and you get a cable to put it in your bag. So it's not like you're carrying that weight on your actual head, because that is never good. Right, so that is a fantastic prize. Really super pleased about that. And then we've got the bundle as well. The bundle from Ultimate Performance, which is going through the whole of the winter, because the lovely guys at UP just want us to stay safe and be seen. So that is a fantastic prize from them as well. Again, thank you very much. And then the final prize that we have in the November competition is a fantastic bundle of maps from Harvey. So these are absolutely fantastic. I just make them a bit bigger just whilst we'll have a little chat about these. This is the Lake District bundle. There's four of those, but you can choose. There's different areas as well. They cover the whole of the UK. There's the Lake District bundle, the Peak District bundle. There's a Snowdonia bundle. There's Yorkshire Dales, and there's more as well. So it's a set of four ultra maps. Now, these are really cool. So they're really small and light enough to carry in your hand because they're 2/3 the size of a conventional map. So that's like, a conventional map's like this big. So they're like this big. And it just means you can hold them in your hand really easily. They're 1 to 40,000 scale. They are tough, waterproof, perfect for runners. So they cover all over the UK, but this is their latest bundle just here. You get to choose whatever bundle that you want from them. So that is a super cool prize and very excited. That's worth £44. So those are all of the prizes for November. So yeah, if you become a patron within that timescale, you will be able to win one of these. So I really hope that everybody wins one of the prizes. I hope that you win and come back as well. Next week, we have a live broadcast with Tim, our amazing coach. Tim is lovely and he just answers all of our questions over and over again. This one, the theme is going to be winter base training. And I know quite a few patrons are, they're just wondering how you keep your fitness over winter to then kind of spring back into the spring. Or like if you've got a race in January, like I have, what do you do then? Like, do you do base training or do you do proper training? Like, what do you do? So yeah, everybody watch out for that. And I'll keep you posted about what's coming up later as well. Keep an eye on the patron Facebook group because that's where all the stuff gets shared. And if you are a patron, you do get like special access to me and Coach Tim. So just message me in Patreon if you've got any queries, if you want me to answer a question, nutrition, gear, training, any old thing, motivation, let me know and I'll do my best to help you because I want you to get the most out of your patron experience here with Wild Ginger Running. Cool. Everybody says that they like the look of these prizes. I'm just looking at the live chat now. Everybody's being very magnanimous about the winners too, even though nobody won on the live chat. I'm going to have to just like fudge it one time, aren't I? And just be like, who usually comes on the live chat? I'm going to make all of them win. I might just do that one time. So this year, patrons are getting a sort of an early Christmas present by having a little bit of a sneak preview of my ultra running book. So there's training plans in there from 50k to 100 miles as well. So you might want to consider becoming a patron to just access that. It will only be available this month. I'm going to stop that at the end of November. I want your feedback. Thank you everybody for being patrons. It's really, really nice of you. Really, really do appreciate it. Just keep me posted with what you're doing because I love hearing about all your stories. Cool. Okay. I am going to go now and I'm wishing you a lovely, lovely weekend and I will be back on Tuesday with Tim. Cool. Okay. Bye everybody. See you then. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.